pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard mark.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field at the 35 to the 40. He's in the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, flips her off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. And Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Files in there, and an option to the right. Tommy on the key, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes the tackle, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40. 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Third down. Across the middle. Juggle. Diving touchdown, Nebraska. Davidson under the deflection. Nebraska's a point away.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40. It is. Mike Brown. 15, 10. Mike Brown.
And a good Wednesday morning as we get ready for Friday football. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're traveling through the area or home for the holidays, welcome back. Hope you enjoy the next hour as we will be talking with the president of the Gator Bowl on the program today. And former coach Billy C. will stop by for a turducken update as he gets ready for Thanksgiving. Probably one of my favorite interviews of all time a couple of years ago when we had the coach on. And we'll see what he will be enjoying now with the New York Jets, if there's some different things that they will be having for Thanksgiving in New York as they prepare to take on the Denver Broncos. So that'll be coming up on the show today. Plus, since we have Thanksgiving tomorrow and college football coming your way and the day after on the 28th, there will be no shows, so we've got Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em coming up today. We've got a chance for you to listen to our NFL Power Rankings. And yes, in an effort of futility, Daddy will be giving us his college and pro selections. But breaking news today on the Doug and Daddy Show, Derek, how are you today?
I'm good.
I'm okay, thanks for asking. Daddy, how are you?
Daddy's rough.
I thought the NASCAR season was over.
You know what?
There are still truck races out there?
I will be honest with you. There's times on the show that I feel rough, but it's because of self-induced roughness.
Well, yesterday
what
was
we did the night before.
Yes, well, it all comes back to stupidness, doesn't it?
It does all come back to stupidness. So just usually don't have stupid attacks at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But
now explain, if you will, because you're going in hurting. You'll probably be wearing sweatpants or wind pants tomorrow, not because you're going to eat so much turkey, but because, well, Daddy got ran over. And more than just his foot, people, more than just his foot. What happened? I mean, you were safe when we left the show yesterday.
I was safe. Felt good. You know, left the show. Actually, on my way to do
You skip lunch.
Skip lunch. You
See,
got out of here.
That's what we can point at. If you'd went to lunch with us, you'd be okay.
Oh, it is so true. I go to get in my vehicle, which happened to be in my garage. Put my vehicle in reverse. No big deal. Just, you know, one of those deals, probably, in, you know, rushing a little bit. I have no need really to rush. When I realize my door, which obviously I opened to get into my vehicle, is caught on a hose, like a you would roll out, like a you know, water
hose.
Thing. Garden hose. There you go.
It so, is, A, let's go back to things that we wouldn't realize from Tony. He was organized to have the garden hose rolled up in the garage all
there
along.
You go.
Okay.
Nice.
So another mistake you made. Okay.
Okay, so the garage, or my car door is stuck on that hose. Instead of just putting the car in park and getting out and taking care of this, fixing the problem, getting back in and proceeding with my day.
Well, no, you're cool. You don't need to put that truck in park. Explore. Yeah. That's what Tony drives.
Explore, yeah. In a little bit of a I don't know why, though. I really don't.
Well, because you do things like that. You just reach out, you smack it away, away you go.
There you go.
That's what you do. That's the way you roll.
So
what will happen?
Well, my foot came off the brake. Vehicle's still in reverse.
No!
So now the vehicle is rolling backwards, and it's not. I'm not in a Quonset where I've got a lot of room, you know, where you just hop back in the vehicle. I've got.
Well,
room
you're a fairly large fella.
Yeah, so not very agile anymore for some reason. Call it obesity, call it what you want. So as my vehicle is rolling back, and I'm obviously in a little bit of a panic state, obviously this is happening very fast. I step back in, try and get my foot on the brake once again. It slides off, and I actually hit the accelerator, which makes the car go faster. Well, now
it does.
Yes. So now I'm basically
and again,
pinned.
Don't call it a car because it's bigger than that.
Yes. Well, now I'm pinned between the wall of my garage, where my garage door is coming. You know, where my
right.
with the roller, and I've got about 6 inches to fit my lovely body through a gap as my Explorer door is literally being
wrenched
the other opposite direction.
Look, I'm an excellent driver.
Needless to say, the whole deal did not.
So then what happened?
Well, so then.
So what won, the truck or you? I mean, because I would think if it was me or Derek, the door would have just caught us and drug us right through the wall.
Yeah, probably.
But you, not so much.
Well, I did a couple gymnastics moves, and somehow didn't make it all the way out, but I think I did about as good as I could for the circumstances. My wife happened to be home. The vehicle still going across the street into the...
So you and your wife were home, and this was just after lunch. Okay, we'll get back to that. So the vehicle has you pinned...
Well, not for long. I mean, the vehicle's still moving, so it's not like I'm stopping it at all.
So let me get this right. It backs up, pins you against the wall. Does it tear the door completely off? Does it wrench it around? Do you tear the door off, or does it just kind of fling off of you?
No, it just basically wrenches it around. So it's. I mean, it never does fall off.
You like never could. You couldn't shut it, though, after this, right?
No.
No.
Don't!
Yeah, somebody said they saw you driving it afterwards.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
So
I'm daddy's pissed. Down. Down goes daddy! Down goes daddy!
I can't even make this story up.
Obviously, the truck's still moving because it ran you over. You obviously must be on the ground writhing in pain. And the truck is still in reverse.
Well,
by now, it's out of your garage.
It's out across the street into my neighbor's yard. Which it then somehow makes a mysterious turn, misses their new pickup. By roughly 3 feet, misses a new stoplight or street light that was put in roughly 3 days ago, which would have been lovely, by the way. If that's all I needed, just tear down the street light that had been up a whole 2.5 days. Misses that and is literally a half a block further down the street as my wife is sprinting down the street. She's more worried, you know, don't want the car, obviously, where it's going.
Oh, we know what she's more worried about.
Well, she thought I was dead anyway, so she just wanted to make sure nobody else got hurt.
She was probably mad that her plan didn't work.
There had no plan.
So obviously, then what happened? What damages did you sustain?
Well, obviously, I wasn't a big fan of going right to the doctor, so I took a little time. I think I got a couple cracked ribs. I've got some bruises.
So what did the doctor tell you?
Well, they just, I went to a friend doctor.
You didn't go to the doctor?
No.
So you're not really hurt? Because if you were really hurt, you would have gone to the doctor by now.
Well, I just...
So this is just a story so that you don't have to do anything for Thanksgiving. You don't have to help your buddy Dave put the boats away from this summer from going fishing.
Derek, I'm going to show him that this...
No, there's unbuckling.
Whoa.
No.
Slow down.
No. No. Daddy got a bruise on his leg. Yes. But that's a big leg, Daddy.
That is a big leg.
And please,
oh my God.
Please, I'm not describing to the folks what just happened here. I just, there was unbuckling. Derek.
Yeah, I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks.
Daddy's stripping in studio.
Derek, please don't sue for sexual harassment. And if you do, just sue him. All right? But you're okay.
Well, this cowboy's up and he can hear you. Thanks. Round of applause.
Did you eat last night?
I did eat last
night. Yes, you're okay. All right. I'm glad to see you made it through this ordeal. But the truck in the shop, right?
Yeah, my friend Bobby. Bobby Turner taking care of it.
It's a good thing you got
Bobby's a good guy because he's one of those guys. Bobby might have to do some patchwork here. Probably make it a cash deal because it's just a stupid move.
Rick Catlett, the president of the Gator Bowl, going to join us here in our next segment to talk about what the decision is of who they want to take going to the championship game of the Gator Bowl, whether Nebraska is first on his list or not. We're going to do that. We've got email to get to. We're giving away a Sun Heat system for our hot topic of the day. Don't forget the Dead Popper inbox address, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Former coach Billy C., Rich Catlett from the Gator Bowl, NFL predictions from Daddy, and along with college, our NFL power rankings, Johnny Casino, Pigskin Pick'em. It's all coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. Outstanding.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Tired of hearing about financial bailouts? I'll drink to that. BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Bud, Coors, or Miller bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Busch, just $7.99 for a 12-pack of cans. Thanksgiving? Thanks for such low beer prices, you can drink and not worry about the freaking turkey. Just stop by one of the four BICO locations, watch some football, and give thanks that the Huskers are in a bowl game. Visit us on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
If I were in the position of Brian Dempster Wednesday night pitching game one, trying to lift the curse off the back of the Cubs after 100 years, attempting to do what everyone's expecting them to do, I would have folded like a cheap
seat. Wake up to Mike and Mike every weekday morning until 9 on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area during the day today with a high temperature around the mid and upper 50s with winds out of the north-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see clear skies tonight with some increasing clouds overnight with lows about 27 on the way to 47 on Thanksgiving. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy's show, we go to the Net Popper inbox. Adam and Holdridge, whoa, Adam says. I only have one question. Is the Explorer okay?
Thanks for checking on me, Adam.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Ken Wiesen, hope you three dorks have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. You too, Ken. Just like that. This comes from Trenton Carney, who says, so much for Roger, it's all about me, Goodell, being a disciplinarian. Matt Light not suspended. Really? Yeah, just
referring to
that, punches,
referring to the longer-haired gentleman for the Miami Dolphins and basically beating him to a pulp. Nice shot.
Don't forget the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You still have time to weigh in on the hot topic of the day, which is, of course, anything you want it to be, whether it's football or baseball or NBA or whatever, as we get ready for the winter sports season. And as you get ready for the winter sports season, Misco's Sports is the place to go, where Misco's now, today, is the last day of their shoe special. Buy any one pair of shoes and get 25% off any other item in the store. That doesn't matter. If it's regular price shoes, fine. You find a sale price pair of shoes, fine, still 25% off. You find a pair of shoes half off, still get something in the store, 25% off. You're getting ready for Christmas this Friday. They're open for you this weekend at Misco Sports, where all Columbia coats in stock are $25 off, or 25% off. And what a deal that is as you head here into the winter. $10 off every pair of Reebok shoes in the store. And Misco's has the latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps with the Husker logo, the Lopers, plus your favorite college and NFL teams. You can also get the hoodies and caps by Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. So whether you're a Husker fan, a Loper fan, or maybe you're a Texas fan or an Oklahoma fan, they've got gear for you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where today, the last day of their shoe sale, buy any pair of shoes in the store, regular price, sale price, or half off, and you get 25% off any one item in the store. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Of course, Husker football getting ready for Colorado coming up on Friday. And a lot riding on this. Nebraska about a 16-17 point favorite. Nobody
18 and a half
is
now.
Out now. Colorado not getting much love, and we'll have predictions later on in the show. But as we said, a lot of people think this is a foregone conclusion. Well, if it is, where's Nebraska going to go, win, lose, draw in this football game?
Well, many people think it could be the Kanika Minolta Gator Bowl. And we're pleased to be joined by the president of the Gator Bowl right now, Rick Catler. Rick, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, guys. Glad to be with you.
Well, it's actually a pretty nice day here in Nebraska, but I know it's always nice in Jacksonville. I guess you guys are pretty geared up for the next 10 days, I guess, as this all plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is the fun time of year for people in the bowl business. Our volunteers are having a great time trying to figure out who the heck the matchup will be this year. We've got an unbelievable ACC pack. There's eight teams that still can play in the championship game and in that conference. And of course, you've got the best conference out there in the Big 12 this year. And you've got five or six teams all battling out for berths in the championship game in the South. And, you know, trying to get to the best bowls that those teams can get to.
Rick, when you guys are narrowing your field of teams available for your bowl, how many teams do you look at right now?
Well, right now, unfortunately, it's still a pretty large group. We've probably got four or five teams in the ACC. Obviously, we believe that Nebraska, if they win this weekend, will be available to us. The loser of the championship game, if it's Missouri, will more than likely be available to us. So there's a number of teams. Oklahoma State could be available. There's a lot of teams available right now.
Rick, you taking Nebraska?
Well, I don't know the answer to that because I don't get to make that decision. They sure are appealing if you think about it. 8-4. We're, you know, very familiar with Bo Pelini down here in Jacksonville, being close to the University of Florida and the SEC influence here. We also know that the Big Red travels and has traveled and hadn't been to Florida in 10 years. And I was going to ask you, what am I supposed to wear for the game this weekend? I'm standing outside of a restaurant getting ready to go have lunch, and it's 72. I'm going to guess that I can't do this short-sleeve golf shirt, right?
Well, it's not supposed to be too bad, but I guess the cool-down comes in tomorrow, 42.
Yeah, you're looking at 40s.
But I think...
Oh, just a sweater and an overcoat, right?
Yeah, they'll put you in a beautiful spot. You'll probably barely ever have to walk outside.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Rick, when it comes to trimming the fat here, of who you guys would want. Obviously, there's attractive matchups, and then there's, you know, what falls to you. What, I guess, for the general fan that doesn't know how it comes down when you get in that boardroom next week to pick the two teams that you get, what are the biggest factors, and how long does it eventually take for you to make it, because there is kind of a pecking order before it gets to you guys?
Well, I think that the great thing about being involved with Rick Baker at the Cotton Bowl and Bruce Binkowski at the Holiday Bowl is that we spend a lot of time talking to each other, saying what's a good matchup for you, what works for you. And we've done that a lot already, so we have some ideas of what the other guy's thinking and where kind of the pecking order will be with the Big 12. In our case, we're looking for a Big 12 team that has a rich tradition. When we signed up to be able to select the Big 12, we really signed up thinking that we would get Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, those teams that have played at the top for a long period of time. And for a bowl director to catch a team that's coming back, that has a new coach, that has had an excellent season, I mean, if you look at who they've lost to, it's a very impressive list of teams in the top 10, as a matter of fact. So you look at that, and then you got on our other side, what everybody remembers the great FSU Nebraska national championship matchups, and that's probably who we'd like to have out of the ACC, and we think that they're going to be available for our selection.
Now, speaking of that game, we're still looking for the clip they called. Have you saw that lately?
Well, I think I love it. I'm an FSU grad, so I'm not going to say anything.
Rick Catlett from the Gator Bowl joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick, obviously, when the selections start coming down, how soon do you wait before you send out your invitations?
Well, I think what we will do on Monday is obviously the conference commissioners will have a BCS call. We'll know who the BCS is going to hold. At this point, it would be expected that both FSU and Nebraska would be released. Then the question is, do you really need to wait on the championship game if your team is there? Because, you know, you kind of look at what happens if Oklahoma or Texas or Texas Tech are playing in the championship game against Missouri and who's going to win. You can actually maybe get to this decision for us this year by Monday of next week.
Rick, I like the Gator Bowl because you're open here. It's not the third team in the ACC against the fifth team from the Big 12 necessarily. You have options: Notre Dame, Big East, Big 12. Is it safe to say, now that Notre Dame was upset and probably threw a little monkey wrench in, that the representative will be from the Big 12?
Yeah, I think we've pretty much gotten down to that. There is some sentiment about West Virginia, but I just think overall, you know, we deliberately did this. We think the worst thing that ever happened to the bowl business is for conferences to slot teams and for bowl games to be forced to take certain teams. That's not really what it's all about. It's about having a great trip for the kids and having fun. So we're happy with our position to do this. And I think that you have to look at the Big 12. And if you signed up with the Big 12 to get a Texas, an OU, a Nebraska, and you've got a Nebraska sitting there waiting on you, why, if that was your goal, why would you go ahead and take a Big 12 this year?
Rick, as a president of a January 1 bowl game, do you look at the big picture and say, boy, the Big 12 South really threw a wrench in this deal. We're going to advance towards the playoffs sometime soon, and how that affects you?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a tremendous amount of talk about playoff, and the reality is what the Big 12 and the SEC have created is a semifinal playoff game. You're sending the very best in your conference to a one-game playoff system that in this case, for both the SEC and the Big 12, we'll decide who plays in the national championship game. So, in essence, the championship games have created that. What we're advocates of is, regardless of how you want to pick the national champion, the Gator Bowl and a number of other bowls have never been about picking national championships. It's about taking two great football teams with great football tradition, their fans traveling, having a good time, letting the kids experience some fun after all the work that they've put into to get their team to 8-4 if that happens with Nebraska, and just enjoy it and let our people be exposed to the top level of college football. So that's kind of where we're coming from.
Well, Rick, we can't wait to see who's playing, and we hope Nebraska does its job and gets the win on Friday, and I'm sure you guys do as well. And thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your lunch today.
Listen, guys, thanks a lot for having me, and I hopefully get to run into you at the game on Friday.
Hey, Rick, William Floyd fumbled a damn ball, too, in that game.
Have a great time, guys, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Rick. Thanks. Rick Catlett, the president of the Gator Bowl, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for lunch there. It's a beautiful day in Florida, beautiful day here. And, you know, I think if things go the way it is, let's face it, Florida State and Nebraska are going to play again in a bowl game in Florida.
Now, you mentioned yesterday that you didn't like the Nebraska playing those Florida teams in Florida again. Now, it has been a while, Doug.
Yeah, it has been a while. This is new. That's why it's okay, I guess. In the big picture, it's okay. Steve Ryan pointed out yesterday it would be better to play in Texas for recruiting purposes. I'm not so sure. I think we're pretty embedded in Texas. Where's Tommy Frazier from? Florida.
Bradenton, to be exact.
Yeah, we've had a lot of decent players from Florida and the East Coast. Be available wherever you can be. I understand you might only get one kid a year or something, but you know what? If you can get that kid, if you can get a kid that is big time to come help your program, that's the way to do it. And Nebraska picked up a couple of oral commitments, including
four-star safety
Andrew Rodriguez from Aurora, the first commit for 2010. Wynn State liked playing at Memorial Stadium, evidently, Saturday for the Huskies. Says, I'm going to Nebraska.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
Then the safety as well.
Yes, four-star recruit.
I think he's a mustard.
6'1", 205 pounds.
Dijon? Isn't he a mustard? He? Washington?
He kind of helped me. Dijon?
I believe that's how you pronounce it, yes.
Perfect.
I
we'll take all the help we can get in that defensive backfield.
More news coming out from the Nebraska football front before we take another break. By the way, the missile is what they call him. He's from Lawndale, California, D-I-J-O-N, Dijon, Washington, 6 feet, 175 pounds.
Really?
Well, he's still bigger than Grigsby. Take it easy. 17th known commit for the 09 class, third from the state of California. Nebraska earlier yesterday received the commit from Andrew Rodriguez. Washington rated as a three-star player by scout.com. Oregon State, Washington State, Washington, and San Diego State were among the interested parties. Well, I guess we only had to beat out Oregon State in that fight right there. So secondary coach Marvin Sanders says he knows the football tradition and the football tradition here. He joins tight end JT Kirk from San Diego and quarterback Taylor Martinez from Corona as Californians who've committed to the class of 09.
Look forward to having him join the team. This is going to be a huge recruiting weekend for Nebraska with Colorado. There's going to be a lot of people in town for this game.
Well, I don't know. What could be better advertisement for Grand Island Central Catholic than Todd Peterson and Tyler Wortman? Yesterday, both were named first-team academic All-Big 12. Today, both were named academic All-Americans. Both coming to Nebraska as walk-ons, teammates at Grand Island Central Catholic. Peterson a 3.76 in nutritional science and dietetics. He'll earn his degree next month. He'll be one of those graduating before the bowl game. Wortman on track to earn his degree in mechanical engineering next May, 3.96 GPA. These selections give the Nebraska football program a nation-leading 96 academic All-Americans in program history, 44 more than second-place Notre Dame. And with the volleyball earlier in the week, and now the two football players, 268 academic All-Americans, by far the leader in the country. It's mind-boggling that Nebraska continues to do this. By the way, some other kids that were named first-team academic All-Big 12 yesterday, Joe Gans, no surprise there, Blake Lawrence, we told you about Todd Peterson, Nate Swift was right there, Lance Thorell, redshirt freshman out of Loomis. Can't do it 4 years in a row if you don't do it the first year. Peterson became just the eighth football player in Nebraska history to be a four-time first-team academic All-Big 12 selection. Trevor Johnson, Jed Davies did it from 2000 to 2003.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, that's just super. You know, to follow, you know, to have two kids come through there, same class, you know, to set that standard. A lot of kids can follow that and look at that and dream and hope to become certainly similar to them.
Adam and Holdridge, Daddy's taking his pants off. I've never been so happy that you guys don't have a webcam. Dad, he didn't take the pants off, people, but he was showing bruises and there was some unbuckling. When we come back, former coach Billy C., who's now in New York with the Jets, will join us for some Thanksgiving thoughts. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Miss shopping at Lowe's this Friday through Monday. Doors open 6 a.m. on Friday. Find a Black & Decker 24-volt 4-tool combo kit for $59.97, was $159. Plus, get 25% off holiday decorations. Excludes live goods. Buy gifts for everyone and put it all on your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for special financing until January 2010 on purchases of $299 or more. Let's holiday this season at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Hurry in while supplies last. Was prices may vary in some markets. See store for details. Offers valid in U.S. only. Credit offer available 11/28 through 11/30.
This is Chase Utley, Philadelphia All-Star second baseman. Before every game, I spend hours practicing to ensure my body performs its best. But it only takes 15 seconds to make sure my skin performs its best with new Vaseline Men Fast Absorbing Lotion. Vaseline Men strengthens skin by making it healthier for more resilience. Log on to StrongerSkin.com for more video footage of what else I do to achieve peak performance and a chance to win the ultimate sports performance package and weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak, all steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse. Home the 4-pound Texas Challenge with the biggest variety of steaks in the state. And three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone.
There is a certified chiropractic sports physician in the house. Good news if you're an extreme sports athlete. Dr. Carey of Carey Chiropractic is there for you. With additional training in sport and sport-like injuries, Dr. Carey can help heal those ailments brought on by extreme sports and hard work. With the added board certified sports physician designation, Dr. Carey will treat and prescribe proper training programs and schedules to further reduce the risk of unwanted injuries. So lose the pain, get back in the game, and call Dr. Carey now. 398-2255 and let the healing begin.
Russell's Appliance and Electronics is having a Black Friday spectacular sale. On November 28th, you'll have the chance to own a Samsung 50-inch plasma TV for only $9.99. Or imagine a 32-inch LG LCD TV in your home for only $4.99. This offer is good while supplies last, so don't wait. And with every purchase of $4.99 or more, Russell's will throw in a free Samsung DVD player. The place to save big on name-brand TVs is at Russell's Appliance and Electronics in the Ponderosa Mall, Kearney.
People here, they want a sense of ownership of the program, and they deserve it. It's the main show in the state.
Every Tuesday, shortly past noon, we cut out the middleman. You hear the Bo Pelini press conference live right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops across the area during the day today with a high temperature around the mid-upper 50s with winds out of the north-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see clear skies tonight with some increasing clouds overnight with lows about 27 on the way to 47 on Thanksgiving. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fire off your emails to the Dent Hopper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, our NFL power rankings coming up. And Daddy, just kind of a preview, we both have the Jets moving up after their big win against Tennessee. They've moved into number 6 and real busy. You have them at 6 too, right?
I have them at 6 as well.
And we'll give you the entire power rankings coming up here in just a little bit. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em coming up. But, Daddy, it's been a few weeks since we've had a chance to catch up with the offensive line coach of the New York Football Jets, former coach at the University of Nebraska. And he's just been so busy putting together this 5-game winning streak after that loss to Oakland. We're going to find out how he turned it around and what the Jets are doing for Thanksgiving. We welcome back our old friend of the show, Coach Billy C. Coach, good morning.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. Oh, hey, guys. I apologize there.
Coach Mangini in the office?
That was Eric Mangini. And he's stopping by my office like he usually does. He had to thank me for that big win over Tennessee. And he gave me a gift certificate for Macaroni Grill. And I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that place out in the boonies, but they don't grill the macaroni. Don't get concerned, duty. But let me just say this. Eric Mangini, he's given me so many gifts this past week. It feels like Hanukkah. But And what a tremendous day. It's great to be with both you guys as we sit here in first place.
Coach, that is just outstanding, the turnaround at the Jets. And, you know, just what I'm hearing, what I'm reading on blogs, what I'm seeing in the New York Times is it's all Bill Callahan and no Brett Favre. I mean, they don't bring you in as the key cog. This probably isn't happening. That's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, it makes me feel very good. And, you know, Dan, it's, you know, you can't win football games without good football coaches. I think you guys are learning that out there. You've already lost four games,
but coach, they've played 11.
Well, that's beside the point. That's frustrating. You bring that up, but you know, we are, as you alluded to, Dan. You know, we are eighth in the NFL. You know, the National Football League in rushing. You know, third in the AFC, the American Football Conference. At more than 130 football yards per football game. And, you know, the stats don't lie. That's coaching. That's development. That's system. And, you know, after that football game against Tennessee, they awarded me the game football. And, or the game ball, as you like to say. And, that was tremendous, exhilarating, exuberating. I said they shouldn't have, but I kept it anyway. And, it just feels good to finally be appreciated.
Coach, as you look at your stable of running backs, if you will, two people really stand out, and Thomas Jones and Leon Washington, two very contrasting styles. You like that as you approach the kind of the rundown here to the end of the season?
Well, no question about it. And, you just can't forget, you know, Tommy Jones and Leon Washington. You know, very good running backs. You know, the most important thing about them as running backs is that they're good listeners. And, you know, they listen to the coaching. Because if you don't listen to the coaching, you're not going to be a good football player. And, you know, I've coached them as best I can. I think that's pretty evident in the stats that I mentioned earlier. You know, the numbers do not lie. And, you know, it's just been great to coach these football players. And, you know, also to coach Brett Favre. And, you know, to let him know that he can be a good football player if he just listens to coaching. And, you know, he's been able to do that. And I won't take all the credit for that. It's just a touch.
Coach Billy C. joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know that Thanksgiving is one of your favorite holidays, Coach. And, you know, basically, you still have a lot of season left in New York where, you know, most of the time in Nebraska, your season was over the day after Thanksgiving. So does that change your Thanksgiving plans? And obviously, you're around a different football family. I'm interested to know, will there be some New York delicacies for your Thanksgiving meal? Or just kind of take us through the differences there for you.
Well, you were breaking up a little earlier. I didn't catch that comment about the day after Thanksgiving, but... I'll pretend you didn't say anything intelligent. But,
that's true.
That's easy to pretend. But, yeah, I've said before on this radio program, yeah, Thanksgiving is just an important time to pause and be thankful for what you've been given. And, you know, as I've said before, you know, whether it be, you know, family members or relatives or ancestors or cousins or cause. And, you know, of course, Kaz is gone now. Yeah, I don't see him much except for his occasional friend request on Bookface. And, I reject him. You know, it's hard for me to want to befriend someone who lost my job. But, you know, it is what it is. Let me just say this. I've got about 4 million reasons to be thankful. But aside from the money, you know, there's great people here in the Big Apple, you know, the Big Fruit, you know, so many friends, and, you know, appreciate work with you, you know, on the PA system, they play it all the time in the football offices. I don't know if you can hear that. I'll follow up the phone up so you can hear it.
I love that song, Coach.
You know,
I love
they play it on the public address system at the last home football game. They just play it on the football side. It's just great to be appreciated. And, you know, that song is on all the players' inputs. And it was just, iPod, we're calling you. And yeah, I've been listening to it all the football time. It's just great to be here. So many reasons to be thankful as a football coach in this football team.
Well, Coach, we're thankful you joined us on today's Doug and Daddy show. We want you to have the very best Thanksgiving possible, and it's great to catch up with you again.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're gonna have everything, you know, turducken and stuff and cranberry sauce, creamy green beans. Yeah, I can't wait to sink my teeth into those crusty old pumpkins. Well, apple, cherry, peach, pumpkin. Yeah, it's going to be terrific. I don't think we'll have any corn, though. That stuff gets stuck in my teeth. And let's face it, I don't own any bib overalls. But you know, this Friday is one of the greatest offensive days in the history of Nebraska football. It's the anniversary of it. And we went to Boulder and rolled up 51 points, and I believe around 1,100 football yards. It's coaching a system, and fans should remember just how good it could have been.
Well, Coach, I hope things continue to go well for you. Best of luck against the Denver Broncos coming up on Sunday. And as always, from the Doug and Daddy Show, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to both you guys, and just great to be with you guys. Have a great time. I got to go listen to some music.
We love you, Bill. Billy C. They play that all the time. I love you. Billy C. joining us for Thanksgiving.
What's wrong
with you? What a crazy, crazy little man.
Creamy green beans.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our NFL power rankings, Daddy, before we go into a break here and do pigskin pick 'em. We're through week 12. I'm excited to see what happens because your Doug Duda always on the money playoff predictions coming up next week. Who will be that team that comes out of nowhere in the final 4 weeks to steal a spot from somebody else dead on? Plus, I may have to release my college selection of the year, of which I'm 4-0 on, and have not made that selection yet this year. That may come up before the end of the program today. But first, the NFL power selections, and I know that you have taken a lot of time to look these over and kind of put together a great top 10.
Well, I think I've zeroed in on them. And number 10, I've got the Indianapolis Colts entering again. A big win at San Diego. Team is looking to make some noise, but just can't get it going. The Chargers, but a good win on the road on Sunday night. Number 9, I dropped a couple spots, the Arizona Cardinals. They lose to the New York Giants. I think a pretty good football team, but they do it at home, and I don't know where this team is headed right now. Kind of scares me a little bit. Now they go to Philadelphia, team that's struggling. We'll see if they can rebound this week. Number 8, I've got the Carolina Panthers. You know, went to Atlanta, kind of got rolled up. I think just one of those you overlook, and hopefully they can move on. I think they're an awfully talented football team. And number 7, New England Patriots. Castle, I said about 3 weeks ago after a Thursday night game, if he continues to put up 400 yards a game and finds Randy Moss, there's going to be a quarterback controversy. I don't care what you say in New England beginning next season when Tom Brady is healthy. Number 6, the New York Jets. They continue to roll along. Great win at Tennessee. No doubter in that one. Number 5, I've got the Dallas Cowboys looking to find the gear they had the first part of the season and return to form. Number 4, I just dropped Tennessee from number 1 to number 4. I had to drop them somewhere. Still think they're an awfully talented football team. Just had basically a mental lapse, and they'd throw that game out. They'll be ready to roll again. Number 3, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't think they're healthy, but think they're awfully talented, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Number 2, I can't believe I've got Tampa Bay as the second-best team in the NFL. Don't probably think they are, really, as I look at this now, but I don't know where else to put them. And then number 1, the New York Giants. Brandon Jacobs out, Plaxico Burress out, doesn't matter. They go on the road and win a big game.
I, too, have a new number 1, Tony. A couple things that maybe were overlooked. I think after the top 4, you can take 5 through 10 and throw them in a hat for what I have. I took Denver out. They duped me again last week to get them in at number 10. I have them out, and I brought Dallas in. You had Dallas in last week. Carolina, I have dropped them all the way to number 10 because they had 2 sputtering performances before Atlanta beat them, and I just think maybe the wheels are falling off at Carolina after they destroyed some people's season early on. I realize they're 8-3, but I think they're at best the third best team in the NFC South right now. Now that could change this week. The Indianapolis Colts, Well, I dropped them to number 9, and one reason is I brought Dallas in a little higher because I think Dallas is a totally different team with Tony Romo. You take out that three-week stretch, even when they, you know, beat Tampa Bay close, you just take that out. So I dropped Indy because you look at the big picture, it wasn't that great a performance at San Diego, but it was a win. So Indy's there, and some of these teams ranked above them will tumble. I think Indy will probably be there in the end. Atlanta is at number 8. I don't move them up too much because we're going to see how bad Carolina really is, but I like Atlanta. I bring Dallas in at number 7. Again, this team could be in the top 3 if Tony Romo plays like Tony Romo does. The New York Jets at number 6. We're just waiting for them to get beat again. They're the Tennessee of our time. I mean, 6 weeks ago, we didn't think Tennessee could hold on to
it. Is Denver the team to just come out of nowhere and do that?
I think Denver could come out and beat them straight up Sunday, 9-point dog. I keep Arizona at number 5. As many people said, the loss to the Giants was as impressive as some of the wins they have. I'm going to keep Arizona at number 5, and I keep them ahead of Dallas. They beat Dallas, Tony, so Arizona ahead of Dallas. And then I think maybe it separates a little bit. The Pittsburgh Steelers at number 4, they're playing good, and they're banged up. Tampa Bay at number 3. Tennessee is at number 2 because, again, they've got one loss. Why would you drop them any farther than that? And the New York Giants, I move into number 1. I actually thought about keeping Tennessee number 1, but the Giants, tell you what, right off the top of your head, who's the Giants lost to? Exactly. Nobody can remember. Derek, Giants lost to?
Arizona.
See, nobody can remember. Yeah. Monday Night Football to Cleveland.
Right.
So should anybody even care about that? So those are our power rankings here today. Baltimore, they have a beef to maybe be in the top 10. But you know what? There's no middle ground on their schedule. They've been beaten by all the better teams. And all of their wins have come against putzes for the most part, if you look at their schedule. So Baltimore is on the outside. New England, maybe they're in the top 10. We'll wait another week. I firmly believe somebody's going to stumble here this weekend, so we'll see what happens. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and as we do, let's get ready for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to pick 10 college football games against the trio here in the studio. And if you get in and are the contestant, haven't won all year, then you have a $25 gift card coming your way from Johnny Casino's, located on Highway 281 next to the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special. That's tonight for just $11.99. And let's see, how should we select it today? You got anything special? You just want to take a numbered caller?
Yeah, let's just take like 6.
Okay, caller 6. Jets. Caller 6. We'll get up against us, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Listen to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Up the new NFL Mobile Live from Sprint with a great phone like the Moto Razr VE20 and get live NFL Network games, radio coverage, red zone alerts, and more. The VE20's got a large display with quick touch controls, so you get the NFL right now, wherever and however you want it. Download NFL Mobile Live on Sprint phones like the new Moto Razr VE20 for free at Sprint.com/NFL or text NFL to 77777. Standard text and data rates apply. 3 cents per kilobyte charge applies without a data plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select phones. Other restrictions apply.
Remember when you were a kid? That special feeling you used to get.
I got it! I got it!
When you unwrapped a gift box and found the present you'd really wanted.
Yeah! Thank you! Thank you!
Well, this year, the joy is back. During the Acura Drive Home for the Holidays event, you can get an amazing deal on any new Acura, including the well-equipped TSX. To find a great finance or lease offer on your new Acura, visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Acura. Advance.
I'm Jeff Smith with the Tri-City Storm, and I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm Alec Rush, and as a hockey player, I'm thankful for dentists.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nugent, and I'm thankful for all Storm hockey fans, the best fans in the league.
Fans can be thankful for 2 chances to watch Storm hockey the week of Thanksgiving. Wednesday, November 26th is Hilltop Mall Night, and Saturday is $2 beer night. That's right, $2 beers on Saturday. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm hockey, presented by Viero.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunshine develops across the area during the day today with a high temperature around the mid and upper 50s with winds out of the north-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see clear skies tonight with some increasing clouds overnight with lows about 27 on the way to 47 on Thanksgiving. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Yeah, some good Thanksgiving music. If I don't hear some Adam Sandler by the end of the show, that's it for you, pal. I think it's even in there somewhere, but you know, we're well organized. NFL football, you can hear the triple header tomorrow. It's a football weekend. Let's run it down for you before we play Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. The triple header tomorrow starts at 11 a.m. with the Titans and Lions. And as Brent fires off the Den Popper inbox, hope you two have a wonderful turkey day. I suggest watching the Lions before eating. Seattle at Dallas.
Good idea, good idea.
It might be better to just listen to it, then you don't have to see it. Then the Seahawks at the Cowboys at 3, and then tomorrow night the Cardinals and Eagles. College football doubleheader Friday, LSU at Arkansas. LSU is favored by 4. Wow, they miss Bo Pelini. And then Fresno State at Boise State. On Saturday, Kansas, Missouri at 11, Auburn, Alabama at 2:30, and a tripleheader Sunday. Saints, Bucks start things off, followed by the Broncos, Jets, and the Bears, Vikings. And we are pleased to welcome in as our predictor and selector on Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em and the winner of a $25 gift card, Wes from Amherst. Good morning, Wes.
How are you?
Glad to have you on the program. You ready to take us down here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's
doubt you do, chump.
A lot of the, Daddy, we were mentioned during the break, a lot of the rivalry games are big point spread games. Very few of these I consider rivalry games that we're going to be selecting today.
You know, I know that Texas has been better than A&M. I'll give you that. But for that to be a 36-point spread, 36, that's case in point.
Lock of the year? It's almost too simple. That's what scares me. Let's get to the picks. All right, Wes, let's start off with a big one in the Big East, West Virginia at Pittsburgh. Who you got?
Pittsburgh.
I am taking West Virginia, Daddy.
West Virginia got a good win at Louisville. I think the emotional deal, Pittsburgh gets them at home.
Miami of Florida at North Carolina State. I guess Miami must have it going the right way. Again, I will pick Miami. That way I can be happy either way. I either get the pick right or Miami loses. Who do you have?
You know, North Carolina State blasted North Carolina. They're playing good football right now. I'm going to take North Carolina State at home.
What about you, Wes?
North Carolina.
So you've got Pittsburgh and North Carolina State. Vanderbilt at Wake Forest. Daddy, who you got?
I can't take Vanderbilt. Tennessee beat them, for God's sake.
Wes, who you taking?
Vandy.
All right. I am going to take, this is the only one I don't have circled yet. I'm taking Wake Forest. I keep picking them. They keep losing. Virginia at Virginia Tech. Who you like, Wes?
Virginia Tech.
Daddy?
I will take the Hokies.
You know, I'm going to take Virginia Tech. North Carolina at Duke. That should be a basketball game, but it's a football game. 7 points, North Carolina on the road. I'm going to take the Tar Heels. Daddy, who do you like?
I've got Dean Smith as well.
Wes, who do you like?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Big 12, Kansas at Missouri. Daddy?
I'm going to take Ray Finkel's cousin, Gary.
I am going to take – why did he get a contract extension? Just a question. I'm going to take Missouri as well. Did they really overachieve this year? No. Contract extension. Huh?
Yeah, I think keep him from going to Washington, perhaps.
I'm going to take Missouri. I think Kansas can upset him, but I'm tired of going 3-7 on my picks. Wes, who do you like?
Yeah, Missouri.
Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Wes, do you think there can be an upset here? Who you like?
Oklahoma, easy.
I agree with Wes. Oklahoma, easy. Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to take Oklahoma, but I think this can be a heck of a football game.
I feel even better now that you said that. Kentucky at Tennessee. I'm going to take Kentucky. Daddy?
I as well will take Kentucky.
Wes?
I'll go Tennessee at the upset.
There you go. Oregon at Oregon State. Close spread here, Daddy. Who you like?
I don't like either one of them, but I guess I'm going to take Oregon State at home.
I'm taking Oregon State. What about you, Wes?
Oregon.
And finally, South Carolina at Clemson. Who you like, Wes?
Clemson.
I took South Carolina for the old ball coach.
I'll take the old ball coach as well.
I think Clemson's in shambles. And in case we need it, the tiebreaker, total points in the Colorado-Nebraska game. What do you got, Wes?
75.
Remember, Tony, last year it was 106. 116.
Well, they're not going to score that.
Right? Was that right? 65-51? Yeah. Okay, who you got? Or what do you got?
You know, I'm going to say 68.
I take 56. Wes, congratulations. $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's headed your way. Best of luck and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Take care, Wes and Amherst. Sure appreciate it. Daddy, 42-14 is my Nebraska final.
42-14, you know, I think you're in the ballpark on that one. They're going to have trouble scoring points. I think, you know, one of those 45-23 things like that. That's what I'm going to say, 45-23.
While you're enjoying Thanksgiving, you can enjoy it either today, tomorrow, the whole weekend. You're with the family, or you're tired of turkey, or you want more. The place to go is Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. Across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30. T-Bone, the big steer out front, saying, come on in. Kerry, I visited him yesterday. He got me this enormous bone-in ham. I don't know how I'm going to eat that before Christmas, but we're getting after it. It's outstanding. And Troutman's has everything you want, from Flatiron USDA Choice Black Angus London Broil Steaks to the freshest sausages right out of the smokehouse, jalapeno brats, bear brats. That's great for the game on Friday. Pork sausage, link sausage, and that lean hickory smoked bacon. Folks, you probably got some relatives staying overnight. Got to fix a little breakfast. Go get some bacon. And with Thanksgiving here, you can still get your boneless, bone-in hams and smoked turkeys from Kerry. Stop by today. They've got everything you need. Saw some big game hunters in there picking up their deer. Bring in your clean, boneless deer trim, and Troutman's will make it into your favorite summer sausage, jerky, or snack sticks. It's all there, whether you want prime rib, you want turkey, you want bacon, you want fresh brats.
Hey, don't forget, you want crab legs as well. Kerry's got them.
And the freshest and best ground beef in town. At Troutman's Quality Meat, the grill's best friend, let's wrap it up with Daddy's college and NFL selections for the weekend. Daddy, come on. Come on, Daddy.
I went to the Big 12. Texas Tech minus 21. I think they get back on that horse and they ride Baylor into the ground. Minus 21, I lay 21 points. Oklahoma to Oklahoma State, this is a 7-point line. All the emotion that was put into last Saturday night, I think this comes down to a play at the end of the game, and I think Oklahoma wins it, but I think it's closer than 7 points. I'll take the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Then I move to the NFL, Arizona at Philly. Boy, Donovan McNabb can't play. That's evident, boy. Kevin Colbin. Boy, such a disarray in Philadelphia. I'll take Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb to rebound and beat the Cardinals. Lay the 3 points. Miami minus 8.5 at St. Louis. St. Louis is so, so bad. Take the 8.5 points, though. I just take the 8.5 points. St. Louis Rams, they've covered like 3 out of the last 42 games. I think it'll make it 4 out of the last 43 games.
While your Explorer was running you over, you came up with these picks. All home teams, Philly and St. Louis in the NFL, New England, along with Texas Tech and Oklahoma State in college. I feel good about my weekend coming up. Last order of business, it's time to give away our SunHeat Systems energy-efficient space heater for the hot topic of the week. And, Derek, we're going all the way to Lawrence, Nebraska.
Yeah, we are. Chris and Lawrence sent us a nice topic earlier talking about the Coco Crisp trade to the Royals and how it would affect the outfield. Kind of threw in a couple stats in there. Talked about maybe Mark Tehan having the lack of room in the outfield for Coco Crisp with Tehan being out there. So a good topic from Chris and Lawrence, and he is the winner of that SunHeat System space heater.
We're going to keep giving these away through the first of the year, folks, so don't forget your chance to win a SunHeat System energy-efficient space heater. Can help you lower your heating bills by the hundreds. It's a great system, and all you have to do is fire us off emails or give us a call during the show. You can email us anytime you think about it over the weekend. Fire it off, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Wow. Busy football day today. We want to thank all the folks that joined us on the program today, including old coach Billy C., the president of the Gator Bowl, Rick Catlett, who really likes the Nebraska-Florida State matchup. And finally, we want to say best of luck to the basketball teams. UNK is at home tonight against York. The women will be hosting a tournament Friday and Saturday. Hastings College, men and women home Friday and Saturday. Men got the ball stolen with 4 seconds and committed a foul and lost by 2 last night to Concordia. The women pick up the victory. Nebraska-Creighton Saturday night after the football game. You got basketball, so enjoy that as well. And the Tri-City Storm home tonight against Omaha and Bliss-Littler, and they'll welcome in Lincoln on Saturday. Face-off is set for 7:05. Final note, in case you missed it, the RMAC all-time men's basketball squad includes former Lopers Nick Branning and Nick Savale.
Folks, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving from all of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you on Monday, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!